If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindanny have going on today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
It's going to be loud, Steve. Jake, it's going to be loud. Tricky Tuesday. Ooh. Tricky Tuesday. A Cheap Trick cover band will be playing. Cheap Trick cover band will be playing all day. It starts at 8:44. So when you, oh yeah, incredible! And they'll be doing it as if they're live at Budokan. Yes.
Oh, nice. They piping in the crowd.
Crowd noise like that. Yes. Yeah, so it's gonna be very loud. Just when you walk in, it's like they want you to feel like you're banking in Budokan.
Budokan was huge in our era.
In our era,
when
yes.
it came out, when me and Bill were kids. Gigantic.
Surrender,
Dream Police, and Surrender is not a little.
I'm just telling you, live at Budokan, everyone had the album. Anyway, today it's like banking at Budokan, and so when you come in, it's going to be a Cheap Trick cover band.
God, why?
How great will it be?
Walk in, mommy's all right,
daddy's all right.
They'll play a ballad.
They'll play a ballad.
What's going on over there?
Cheap Trick. You don't see a lot of Cheap Trick cover bands.
No,
either.
You sure don't.
They'd be big at Mel's. I know that. And the Shindaddy got them.
Tricky
found
Tuesday.
Cheap Trick cover band.
It's going to be loud.
Banking at Budokan.
Thunder Not Collins says, will Shindaddy walk around telling the customers, I want you to want me?
Yeah, yes. Cheap
Trick. He will.
I want you to want me.
He will. It's the start of that song.
That's he'll start, yes.
Shindaddy.
That's beautiful.
This will be quite a day.
Who said that?
That was Thunder Not Collins.
Thunder
Good
Not
job,
Collins.
Thunder. That's funny.
That's funny. It's really funny. Things have taken off up there at the bank with Shindaddy. He's really got some things going.
Is he having some sort of crisis?
No crisis. But I tell you, him and Dan were hauling in amplifiers all night last night, just wheeling them in, setting the stage up.
There's going to be a lot of people confused.
They walk in older.
Like the older people.
Just imagine imagine my parents walking in. Shindaddy.
Ron.
I want you to want me.
What?
What? And also the song starts. I want you to want me. I need.
We got it.
I'll sing the whole thing.
No, we got the idea. Oh, Tricky Tuesday.
Tricky Tuesday.
That's like a
in
fun
Creighton.
Day.
In Creighton.
In Northeast Nebraska.
Northeast Nebraska.
They're singing all day.
Was there some level of thought of getting Cheap Trick, the band?
What's that? They have a cover band. They have a great cover band.
They have a cover band.
Yes.
That's awesome.
How long are they singing for? Is this all day affair?
8:44 to 3:44.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 7 hours.
7 hours. Banking at Budokan. Yes.
They're going to have to sing I Want You to Want Me like 9 times.
Do it again. Dream Police.
We will. Trust me. Wow. Wow. No, that doesn't bother me that much.
You do. So you'd bank with that?
Ah, I'd go in.
Stay for one rotation of the song as it bounces. Thank you to Shindaddy for sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, Nyla says it's her son's birthday today.
Nyla.
16 years old. Colby. Happy birthday to Colby, age 16.
Colby. That's Nyla.
We haven't heard from
Seward.
Nyla. Yes.
Yes.
We haven't heard from Nyla for a while. Her son Colby is 16 years old today.
I thought she brought us chocolate candy. Chip cookies once.
She brought us a lot
we used
of
to
candy.
Get gifts. She brought in creamer back.
We haven't really
back
got
in the
much
day.
For gifts. Is the show tanking?
Nyla used to bring us like a bunch of creamer. It was we yeah. used for coffee, and we haven't had that for a while.
Well, we're not down on Nyla. Don't get
no,
us
no,
wrong.
No,
but,
no.
But we'd like to see no, if the don't. Other breakers could send in candy. You send pins in. There's some candy. God, Steve likes to have a little mini candy bar.
He needs food in the morning.
He does. I love the best part I got. I'm off eating.
I'm off sugar.
I'm off
and then
sugar.
He just devours half the basket of candy. It's great.
Okay, guys.
All right, 464-5685, call or text as always. The NFL draft is just 2 days away, but Cam Jurgens, who was a second-round pick a couple years ago, just got paid yesterday. How about to the tune of 4 years, $68 million contract, which guaranteed $39.4 million of that for Cam Jurgens with the Eagles. Life is good for Jurgie right now. And he won a Super Bowl, by the way. Super Bowl champion, Cam Jurgens.
That's a life-altering contract, yes.
Did you say second-highest paid center in the NFL?
I did not say that.
He is the second-highest paid center in the NFL. I'm going to take you through these guys, the top five.
Just trivia?
Yeah, I just want you to tell me where these guys play.
I can do that.
Oh, I won't know this.
Bill, you might.
I feel good about this.
Okay, these are the highest paid centers in the NFL. Cam is number two. Number one is Creed Humphrey.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Did you know that?
Jake, no, I did not.
Creed Humphrey, by the way, rest in peace, Mike Leach. Oh, my God, he looks like he could be Leach's son.
Really?
Oh, yeah, check that. Just go look at the tell me I'm wrong. It looks like he could be Leach's long-lost son, Creed Humphrey. He's making $18 million a year.
Okay.
Bill, the third highest paid center in the NFL is Drew Dalman of the
Texans.
I don't even have that one, actually.
Oh, really? That's the Bears.
I can see some Leach, by the way. I see that, Humphrey. Yeah.
You see that?
Okay, I see that.
Is that a Leach kid knockoff?
He does look like
strange.
Mike Leach. Yes. That's a good call.
Yeah. Drew Dalman is the Bears. He's making $14
million. Okay.
The fourth highest paid center in the NFL is Frank Ragnow.
Detroit Lions.
Jake's good at this
Jake
stuff.
Jake is really good.
$13.5 million. The number five highest paid center in the NFL is Lloyd Cushenberry.
He just signed
Broncos.
Somewhere. He was Broncos.
He was Broncos.
Okay, didn't know they changed.
Good call, though.
He's LSU. He was?
Was he the Giants now, maybe?
No, he is now the Titans.
Titans. Cushenberry the Titans. Yeah. He was Broncos.
He was on LSU when you were there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They
won the Joe Moore Award for the best offensive line, so yeah.
Was he good?
Yeah.
You see him in practice?
Yeah, every day.
Was he moving people?
Moving people around, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, those are the centers. Cam.
Number two.
Is a freak athlete.
He is.
Now, you see him. He's here. I saw him on campus the other day. Very nondescript guy. I mean, he's wearing an Eagles jacket, but he's not, you know, like Eagles have some hulking linemen. He's not hulking. He's a good sized lineman, but he's just a nondescript guy that's earning now. How much guaranteed?
$39.4 million guaranteed. Yeah. Cam Jurgens.
That's what you get for being a freak. Cause he's a freak athlete, right?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's a freak. He's a polling center, you know, which that doesn't happen all the time, does it?
Depends how the defense lines up. They have a nose guard. No. Sometimes you can pull them if they have a 3 and a 1 or shade, or they can be able to have the opportunity to be able to pull.
Frosty would always say he got to the second level so fast it was weird. Yeah. For a guy that size.
And we all know the story, but just a reminder that he did not. He was a tight end in high school. Did not play offensive line at all at Beatrice.
Nope.
Ross says, make you center. And now he's the second highest paid center in the NFL. That worked out pretty well.
Move by Frost.
That worked out pretty well.
I think you'd say it was maybe his best move.
He's not making that money as a tight end.
No.
And he's set now. He's set financially, but he's also set in that he's playing for Philadelphia, and that line is extraordinary.
Looks as if they got a little bit of a run in front of them.
Yep.
I don't see all of a sudden Philadelphia winning 4 next year. No, I don't see that.
I think the whole line's back. I mean, maybe one,
back.
One, yeah. Maybe one.
Maybe
one.
Back.
Yeah. But at least 4 of the 5
are the best
back
running
sure.
back in the NFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of good things.
They're winning double digits for sure, yeah. Right?
Well, you sure think so, yes.
So, yeah, he's in a good spot. Congratulations.
It's just great to see. Again, you know, that's my area. We don't have pros down there that go on to the professional. And Juergen's $68 million contract. Second highest paid player in the NFL in terms of that position.
Second high, yeah.
It is a remarkable achievement for him.
Yeah, he earned it. He earned it. That's the thing. He earned it. There you go, Jake. He's from your town.
He is. Proud of him. We're proud of Cam.
Would you be the two biggest names?
No.
Cam, who are the biggest names?
Yeah,
who,
from Beatrice?
Yeah.
Give us Beatrice list.
Who are the biggest names?
Yes.
Well, Cam Juergens is certainly up there.
Yeah. I think would he be number one?
How could he not? He's a Super Bowl champion. I mean, he's making $68 million in the contract. Yeah, he's number one probably at this point.
That'd be kind of nice to be the number one citizen.
Yes, that'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I am Beatrice.
Yeah.
I got to think of people who have gone on to.
This is why you're second.
I know. No, not me. It's not me.
I don't even
have a name for you. Beatrice people chime in and help me out because I'm kind of out in this one.
Who would that be?
Famous people from Beatrice?
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy that is from Wymore, which is not Beatrice, that played in MLB for 8 years, Jake Diekman. But we can't claim him.
He's from Wymore.
Come on, Jake.
It's not as easy.
Mike Martz.
He's big. Okay. That's big. Martz was big.
Okay, here's a good one. This Trey Bardsley played for the Globetrotters for a while.
Okay.
Okay, that's very cool.
Bardsley?
Yes, Trey Bardsley.
You can turn the tables on me and Bill. I don't know who I'd say from Columbus. Who's Columbus's most famous person? I don't know.
Pillen's nowhere in the mix.
he,
governor.
He'd be in the mix.
Probably in the mix.
He'd be in the mix. Yeah, he's in the mix. Johnny Carson's parents live there. They lived there when I was there. I mean, we used to drive by their house. Johnny Carson's parents. That's where Johnny Carson's parents live. But I don't think Johnny ever lived there. Tom Heiser.
Heiser would be one.
Yeah, he's
100% Doc Heiser.
There's an actor named Robert Taylor from Beatrice, but he passed away in 1969. He was an actor, though.
Okay. Okay.
There's a highway named after him in Beatrice, the Robert Taylor Memorial Highway. So I guess that would be something, right?
100% counts, yeah. Pender?
It'd probably be Bill Hoppner. I think he finished second in the gubernatorial race.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hoppner's big. I'd know the name.
You know what? No, thought he was going to win it.
I made a mistake. There is an obvious famous person from Beatrice that you guys, I know, both love and admired. The late great Mel Maines was from Beatrice.
Oh, geez.
So I'm sorry I missed that one.
But you imagine, what?
Yeah, that's my bad.
How would you miss
Mel Maines?
That's
my bad.
Me and Sip have put him on.
I know.
He's on our Mount Rushmore of people from
Mel
Lincoln.
Maines.
And you,
I had a brain fart. I had a brain fart.
Mel's number one.
Mel is number one.
Cam Jurgens, I love what you've done, but he's not right. Mel Maines
Mel
yet.
One, Jurgens two.
Maines is one.
Maines is one. It's Mel Maines. He ran 10-11. Suits, chime in on this, please.
I will tell you a boyhood memory. Yeah. You don't have. I mean, you have certain boyhood memories.
I know which one it is. I know what you're going to say.
When I fought at Pershing.
Yeah, fought at Pershing.
And I was a little kid, and he was coming out of a store downtown, and I was freaked out. Like, he looked incredible. He had an overcoat on. And it was Mel freaking Maines. I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
He used to come to the Legion Club and at the end of the bar.
He
served him drinks.
You're serious?
Yeah, he'd get a man.
You served him drinks?
He'd get a Manhattan. Hmm. Have a Manhattan, please. Hmm.
And Mel Maines.
Drew no attention to
Number
himself.
One. Yeah.
Not one.
Didn't have to.
Did not come in. You know who I am, right? It'd become like this. Mel's here. And then, like I said, it was just very casual.
See, I saw him right down here. Yeah. I mean, right down here. I mean, right on that side of the road, down a couple blocks. I don't know if I don't know what he was coming
Jake
out of.
Didn't know Mel Maines. Was
I knew that. I forgot that. Someone wants to know: Can Columbus claim Leon Spinks or not?
I don't know.
Lived there for a while, but I don't know if he can
claim him.
I don't know if he can claim him.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Young Ben would be part of it. Ben Drost would be one of them.
Ben Drost.
The voice of Columbus Lakeview.
Jim Weeks, of course, is good from Beatrice. Schimmick is from Columbus.
Okay, Schimmick's from Columbus.
So we got Mel Maines and Schimmick. Yeah. 10-11 guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Schimmick's very tan.
He is very tan. Yeah.
Maines was regal.
Oh.
Regal.
Would he have 40 years there?
I suppose.
He ran 10-11 forever.
I mean, if you think about when I was probably 9 or 10, he was in his prime, right?
Yeah.
That would have been his prime. I'm like, well, what a dude that was.
So there you go. Kip says, did any of those guys make $39 million, though, like Cam Jurgens? Yeah.
No.
Mel Maines probably could have.
Probably could have, in my mind. I'm not basing this off money.
It's not all money.
No.
Can't do that.
We're not diminishing Cam for anything, but
no.
It's Mel Maines.
Yeah, we're not diminishing money either. But,
yeah, either. No, we're not.
But it's not all money.
Scott YouTube says, Mel Maines. Wow, I have not heard that name in forever. Thank you for bringing him up. You're welcome. Scott.
Thank you for your reaction, Bill.
Come on, Mel Maines. Obvious one. What are you doing here?
I lost my mind.
You about lost it.
I lost it. I'm going to lose it.
You got a break.
Congrats. Congrats to Cam Jurgens. When we come back,
Deion Sanders. Cam Jurgens turned into a complete Mel Maines conversation.
Deion Sanders has criticism for Colorado. It's next, an early break on the ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.